with the promise that they were going to recommend that the unions go have no strike before May the 4th, see?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to give us a definite answer by 6:30 this afternoon whether or not the carriers had unions had accepted their recommendation.
Now, why, what gave them a change of heart?
Well, I know. I think they confirmed. We had Wirtz and Reynolds up here and got the facts, and I think maybe that they got a change of heart when they got the facts, you see.
Yeah, right.
I think that letter that you wrote me, of course, is, and that I read about your request, you see,
yeah.
That they do nothing while you were with them, you know.
Yeah.
I think that gave them a change, helped give them a change.
Uh-huh.
I think that had quite an effect on them, tell you the truth.
I imagine the House agreeing to take it up unanimously tomorrow.
Oh, that no doubt had a psychological effect, too.
It would be
very helpful.
It would be better if they would agree and stay with it, and if it didn't, you could act anyway to leave, but save us having to pass it and save us having to have it flown all the way out there to be signed. I mean, flown down to Punta del Este.
That's right.
Because we were working against time.
Yes,
but,
certainly.
This C-Miller has been playing with one or two members of your committee kind of odd, and
mm-hmm.
I think the damn fellow's hired to cause trouble.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it anyway.
It sure looks like it.
It does.
Yeah, airline strike, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got an agreement out of him, and he said that he'd recommend it. All of his members be all right, and
mm-hmm.
he recommended, but he recommended it be turned down, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they turned it down, and they blamed it on me. Said the White House interfered.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? That the White House got in and interfered, and that's what the members resented.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what I was worried about this morning, my making public letter, is that they'd go back to their members and say I was browbeating them again,
mm-hmm.
the White House interfering.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand exactly why Teddy was wanting me to sign it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're going to get a favorable answer myself.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly indicated that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, until we get the answer, we're not going to know just where we are, but I think we're going to get a favorable answer.
Now, if you don't get an answer, will you report it out?
Yeah, if we don't get an answer, ain't one thing doing that's to put that resolution out.
Have you got anybody against it?
Well, I've got, I think we've got the votes to get it out all right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know just where Ted Kennedy is, and I'm not too sure even about our friend Philippe between you and me,
mm-hmm.
but nobody else outside of those two have indicated any hostility.
They indicate what their doubt is?
No, they haven't indicated what their doubt is. They've taken a rather peculiar turn, if you want to know the truth. They haven't come out right flat and said what that doubt was. They have not.
I didn't. I asked Wirtz and George Meany to go see him. I don't think the president ought to be going around town looking up somebody.
I agree with you thoroughly. I think you're 100% right. I think you're absolutely right. But outside of Ted Kennedy and a little bit from Pell, we didn't discover any opposition to that resolution, really.
Lester, I can't find out. Were you in there when Yarbrough was telling what he did this morning about somebody calling him, wanting him to be for the bill?
Yeah, I think he.
Now I can't find out anybody that did that.
Well, I imagine that Wirtz called him, just to tell him what the bill was.
Uh-huh.
Just tell him what the bill was.
Well, he said somebody in the White House.
From the White House.
I talked to Joe Califano, and I talked to everybody I knew. So I've either got a traitor or he's lying. I don't know which now. What happened is, Lester. Let me tell you the truth now,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll let you go. They just. We met, and I had Bob McNamara
mm-hmm.
and Wirtz
mm-hmm.
and Clark Clifford and Joe Califano and Larry O'Brien, and we went around the table, and they all agreed that I ought to recommend the passage of this bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I remember one time when we passed a bill like that in the House, drafting the soldiers in the Army, drafting mm-hmm. workers in the Army. They got over in the Senate, and Claude Pepper held it up a little bit, and then
mm-hmm.
Bob Taft.
Mm-hmm.
And And I just didn't believe, I wanted to recommend that we proceed on this bill just because a few folks from New York couldn't get to Florida very easy. I think a man ought to have a right to strike if it doesn't affect the health of the nation and doesn't affect others. So I voted them all down. About that time, you called and told Wirtz you needed him right away. And so Wirtz said, what do I testify? And I said, you testify, we're not going to ask for the bill. And he testified to that effect. Now, that's the only position we ever took. Roy Yarbrough told us that he's very worried. We told him to be for the bill. And then we came out against it. Now, we didn't do that, and there's some misunderstanding.
But I
what caused it?
I don't know what
maybe misunderstood
what
words.
What mean in Yarbrough? Huh?
I don't know. He and Connolly don't get along. Then you know he's kind of a martyr. He's been beat several times. He thanks everybody. I was sparring though. That's what I don't understand. I saved him from the governor last time, 64. But he's a good man, and he just gets. I thought he's a little upset this morning, but I guess he's all right now.
I think he's all right now. He didn't have anything said in this meeting at all this afternoon, hardly. Had very little to say. And if we don't get the favorable answer, I think you'd go right along with us for the resolution. I think you will.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to do everything I can.
I know it, bud.
Fine. Thank you. Bye-bye.